T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The White House now says it is willing to work with Congress to avert a partial government shutdown.
Politico's Capitol Bureau Chief John Bresnahan is on our news line. John, last week the president said he'd be proud to shut down the government if he didn't get $5 billion for the border wall. Now this word that he's maybe willing to compromise. What changed?
Well, clearly they weren't going to get the money, so Trump had to move somewhere. Trump and the Republican leadership on Capitol Hill, they had to make some concessions, or there was going to be a government shutdown after Friday. So they've made some progress, but there's no deal yet.
What do you think? Are they any closer on funding for border security? That really seems to be the key to averting this partial shutdown.
Yeah, this is all over the border wall. The issue is whether or not they can get incoming Speaker Nancy Pelosi to agree to any border wall funding. And Republicans don't think they'll be able to do that before she's sworn in as Speaker on January 3rd. But they want her to see if she'll not stop it, which is a different thing than not agreeing to it. So looks like we may end up, you know, with some type of deal. It might be a CR, a short-term funding bill to keep the government open. Or it might be a longer-term package. Things are very fluid right now, though.
Now the president's asking every agency to see if they have funding for a border wall. How likely is that to happen?
Well, they'll go through the budget and see if they can pull up money. The problem is that Congress appropriates money. It doesn't mean that the president can spend it however he wants. They can do what they call reprogramming money, but the executive branch actually has to go back to the Congress, to the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, and say, we're going to do this. I mean, they have limited flexibility on this. And again, if the Democrats are running the House next year, I'm not sure they'll agree to that. So if that's more of a talking point, I feel like at this point, I think they're going to have to cut some deal with Democrats to get anywhere.
All right. Thank you, John. Good analysis from Politico's John Bresnahan at the Capitol.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.